You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, October the 17th. This literally is the calm before the storm. The Sixers start the season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards at Capital One Arena. It used to be called the Verizon Center, but it's now called Capital One Arena in D.C. It's going to be an exciting game. National TV game. A game that a lot of Sixers fans are becoming a little disappointed at. Over. Reason why they're disappointed, and I'm not going to say a lot, but there's a portion who are disappointed because Brett Brown was asked a question yesterday. He really didn't know the answer, and he said that, but he said that he would think that Joel Embiid will play in the teens at the start of this season, meaning, you know, anywhere from maybe 14 to 19 minutes or what have you to start the season due to a minutes restriction. Now, we all know right now that Joel Embiid has only played in two games. And they were the two games in the preseason. And this came after he had season-ending surgery last year for a torn meniscus in his left knee. And people were a little disappointed. Let Joe play. Let Joe do this. Let Joe do that. I get it. I do. But also get where the 76ers are coming from. And I know that some people are disappointed with the organization saying they're holding this guy back. But let's be real. Embiid needs to be on the restriction right now. And again, I'm not saying like full time or for the season or even have one like they did last year. It's just that if you look at the 76ers games that he played in, yes, he was phenomenal in the first game. The second game, he looked gassed. Now, he was gassed in the first one too. But the second game looked like he was a little emotionally too charged. He tried to do too much. He exhausted so much energy to whereas he just looked tired to me. And next thing you know, he twists his ankle. And, you know, I think that until he gets into game shape, real game shape, I think the longer you keep him out there, the more susceptible you're leaving him to injuries. And I think that's what the 76ers aren't trying to do. And, you know, this is something that I know people don't want to hear because, let's face it, you know, people paid a lot of money for these tickets this year. I get that. You know, people are going to go down to D.C. to see the season opener. I get that. And this team is a whole lot better when Joel Embiid is on the floor. I get that, too. However, I think that the goal is to keep him on the floor a long time as opposed to leading to injury. You know, the guy needs to, he says he's 285 pounds. He needs to shed some more weight. I mean, I think that the Sixers want to get him down to, like, you know, ideal weight is like 270 for a guy of his size. You know, maybe 275. I think they can live with that. But, you know, for the running that they're going to do, you know, they need him to lose some LBs. They need him to get back in better conditioning. And I feel as if people want to be upset, maybe you should be upset that it's taken them so long to get back on the court. Meaning, you know, he had his operation back in March, March 24th to be exact. He didn't play a preseason game until last Wednesday. You know, there's some people saying it had to do with the contract negotiations. He didn't want to play before that. You know, other people feel as if that maybe his body, he just wasn't, you know, he picked up some LBs and maybe he just wasn't in shape to do it. So I don't think it's fair to get upset with the Sixers for bringing their $148 million man, or $146.5 million man, along slowly the first week of the season. You know, again, Brett Brown said that he wants him to play 32 minutes come January. I think 32 minutes for a guy, for him, is great. I mean, that's great. I think that's great for him. But he has to get there, and I don't think that the Sixers should get blamed or should people be upset because he's not playing now. Because let's face it, if like I said before, if this guy gets hurt, he's going to be out for again, and then you're really going to be upset. So, you know, I think that they need to have some hard practices. He has to do some other conditioning things and then gradually work his way back into it. That way he just doesn't get injured. But, hey, we were talking about tickets for the game, right? So, you know, the game is going to be tomorrow night at the Capital One Arena. And then, you know, following that on Friday, the Sixers are going to have their home opener against the Boston Celtics. Now, most people are going to tell you, man, you can't get tickets for those games. You can't get tickets for those games. Those games are going to be sold out. I'm here to tell you, I have an option for you. You know what I mean? Your option is go to SeatGeek, right? Now, me, you know, I was thinking about getting some tickets for, you know, my family just for so they can go and watch the game and have a great time, you know, just relax and chilling. The little one doesn't want to go on a weeknight, so I get that. So, you know, basically I'll try to do something when the 76ers come back, you know, on a weekend. We'll have a weekend game. But listen, the best way to do that, now people are going to tell you the games are sold out. Nah, the best way to do that is go to SeatGeek. You know what I mean? You go to SeatGeek, and what you do is you can purchase tickets. What SeatGeek kind of sort of is like, you know, there's people who have season tickets or have tickets for the games. And what they'll do is they'll sell you their tickets. And, you know, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, it's one of the cheapest ways to go around and get it. Because, you know, the Sixers tickets are basically sold out. At least the season ticket ones. And that's like the whole lower bowl. So, you know what I mean? You want to get down there. You want to get down there where the action is at. You know what I mean? You want to see it. You don't want to go to the game and sit up in the nosebleed section and be like, man, you know what? Sitting in my living room, I would see the game a whole lot better by sitting in my living room than I am here. I mean, there's no need personally for me. If I got to go to a game, I'm not trying to go there with some binoculars when I could watch the stuff up close in the living room. But anyway, that's another story. But SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats and at the best prices. Fully guaranteed. That's not like seeing your favorite team in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. Remember what I said about those binoculars? You won't need them. I'm telling you, you won't need them. Now, I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just two taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually always use my SeatGeek tickets, you know, to see about if I want to go see the Pitt Panthers play. You know, now right about now, it's going to be tough for me because the season is starting. But, you know, also, you know, when I'm trying to get my daughter some tickets for the games, the Sixers games, or, you know, the Eagles or what have you, you know, and the family members, I always go to SeatGeek for that, you know. So SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever, right? It saves you time and money in searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals, right? You know, so look, best of all my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LONBA today. That's for Locked On NBA. But enter the promo code LONBA. That promo code LONBA in all caps for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So go ahead and do that. That's how you get to see the Sixers play. Or, you know, if you want to see the Pitt Panthers, I encourage that. You know, if you want to go to Penn State football, you know, if you want to see the Eagles, you want to see the Giants, you want to see the Redskins, what have you, just go there and go to SeatGeek and purchase these tickets. And hey, you can even do it for concerts. You know, do that and everything be fine. But also, I just want to walk some of y'all off the ledge. I know you get a little upset about the whole Embiid situation. But hey, it's smart that they'll bring him along slowly. Now, who knows? They may up and decide that he's going to play 20-something minutes tomorrow. Like, he played 22, I believe, the first game of last season. So, you know, just relax, just chill. Just know that it's going to be one of those things where they want to have a healthy Embiid or an Embiid that's in shape that's going to prevent him from getting injured, you know, and then he'll miss a lot of time, you know. So, you know, with a couple hard practices, you know, him doing stuff on off days, he just has to bring his condition up, you know, more so than just jogging the streets of Philly and playing tennis on the asphalt. You know, that's not going to do it. He needs some court time. He needs some conditioning at practice. You know, he needs to, you know, do some, you know, stuff with the trainers. And, you know, he'll get those minutes back up. But, hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. And I'll chat with y'all tomorrow. Today, remember, today is the real calm before the storm.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.